Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today's the day.
I'm going to be parked at the IMAX theater today, this afternoon, watching the brand new Superman movie.
I'm so glad you got an IMAX, too.
Me, too.
You have to.
I splurged a little bit.
You have to.
I'm taking my dad today, I'm taking my son, and we're going to go park it and watch Superman, which I understand has this, the original theme song in it, which just gets me all Twitter-pated.
Screams Christopher Reeve.
I mean, that was so my good. Childhood, you know? Oh. That was my Superman growing up, the Christopher Reeves movies. My favorite one where he's fighting those three from outer space. Neil before Zod. Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor. Come
so
on.
Good.
But the big one starts today with David something or other. I know nothing about this new Superman.
But that's kind of nice you're going in blind, right?
Yeah.
A little bit?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that it's somebody I don't know, don't mm-hmm. recognize, because it just might make me feel like, this is Superman.
Totally.
Versus,
yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Oh, I saw him in some war movie or something like that.
Yeah, his pure purpose is to be your Superman.
That's
right.
Rachel Brosnahan is in it as Lois Lane, and I got mega hots for her, so that'll
make
it even better. I guess Bradley Cooper makes a cameo in it.
No way.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Go ahead.
No, go.
I was telling you guys how I was shocked that Crypto, the dog, which is a huge part of this movie, and everybody's just raving about his performance. It's AI.
It's a fake dog,
not even
Katie.
A real
Katie,
dog.
The
dog
flies. He's not gonna.
Well, they can make the dog fly on
no.
the screen. That's
they
fine.
They can put strings on him.
I know. I really thought it was a real dog, and I was shocked when I was like, "What do you Katie. Mean it's a robot?
It climbs
like,
buildings."
I know, but. You know, you can teach dog stuff.
Well,
he has super bark.
Bless your heart. The dog is fake,
Crypto's
you guys.
Crypto's not real.
The dog in the cape that flies is fake.
Shocked
in the
like me.
I will tell you that this is kind of neat, too. Where's it at? Christopher Reeve's son has a cameo in the movie as well. He's a news reporter in one of the crowd scenes. They say, which is fitting because Will Reeve is his name. He actually works for ABC News in real life.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's kind of neat that he's going to be in it. And then Josh sent me something where it's one of these movies where you need to sit through the trailers. Or
oh,
check
really?
Out the credits.
The credits,
you got to
yep.
sit through the credits because there's an end scene, I guess.
Two post-credit scenes.
Post-
so just
what?
Be ready. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
Keep the popcorn a little longer.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Pro tip.
The best superhero movies of all time list came out today, fitting, right? And, of course, Superman the movie from 79 came in at number one. The Dark Knight was second. Is that Heath Ledger?
The
yes.
Yeah.
As a standalone movie, that's one of my favorite of all time. It's perfect.
It's
perfect.
A perfect movie.
It's a perfect movie.
And Heath Ledger in that.
Oh,
come
my gosh.
On.
Look, I love
come
Jack
on.
Nicholson. I'm sorry. Heath Ledger was the better Joker.
I like Jack Nicholson
well,
we're
better.
We're
going to fight about that.
I know. Nicholson's iconic. He is.
His face just looks like the Joker.
Yes.
Like his smile is Joker's smile.
And I agree. But in terms of acting, I'm sorry, Mr.
Okay,
Nicholson.
In terms of acting, yes.
But
Heath played the part.
In terms of making an impression on the audience, I think that Jack Nicholson gets it because movie watching was different in the 80s. It really just was.
Back in 89.
Like, it was like you watch it now, but before we had all the CGI and everything, like they really made it believable, and so you were able
Truth.
To trust him as
yes.
the Truth. Joker.
If you just looked at it from yes that standpoint, and I think a little bit of acting too. I know Heath was great, but you know
he's
the
a
acting.
Good actor. Oh,
exactly.
It's Jack
the
Nicholson.
The OG Jack Nicholson is the Joker.
No.
Pretty darn good.
He's good. You're right.
I was schooling these guys off the air. Jack Nicholson made bank off that original.
Yeah,
Batman.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He made so that one came out in 89, and he made $60 million off that movie in 89.
Good Lord,
which is like probably $200 million.
I was gonna
now.
Say, that's like 250-300.
He did that thing where he took $6 million up front just to do the part, and he's like, "Give me some of the ticket sales and merch."
Oh,
which
yeah.
was
so genius,
wicked smart, and he
so
ended up
smart.
Rolling in $60 million back in 89.
Well, we were talking
wow.
about that because this new Superman guy, he's only getting paid for the movie, for doing the movie, like $780,000 or something like that, which isn't, I mean, today that's nothing.
For a DC movie.
But
and,
he's getting a lot of the royalties and stuff that comes after, and it's basically them saying, like, you know, if this movie's a hit, it's Superman.
It's going to
be
a hit. Cha-ching.
It's going to be a
is this
hit.
Him
yeah.
going to the bank?
Yeah. Yeah. In his costume.
I'd like to withdraw
$100 million.
$100 million.
He's going to feel like Superman when he sees that.
Jeez. The other big thing going on today, if you take a look at the calendar, it is 7-Eleven Day. And, of course, 7-Eleven has a heyday with it. Each and every year, you can roll in and get your free small Slurpee today.
Yeah, you can.
They've been doing that since 2002. Now, if you are a rewards member, you can also sign up to get another free Slurpee, you gluttonous pig, tomorrow and July 31st. Wow, so you get three?
Wait, why? That's not 7-Eleven.
Three free Slurpees. You know what else?
Three free.
What else they're doing is a tongue tattoo. They're calling it a tongue tattoo.
What?
Why do they do that?
So it's activated by these Slurpees. So they have the blue raspberry that does it, and then the Mountain Dew. It's like a pineapple berry type of flavor.
But
when you put the tongue tattoo on your tongue and then drink the Slurpee, it's supposed to stain your tongue and leave a little.
They all stain
logo.
Your tongue. Though.
I know, but
blue
this
raspberry,
is supposed to
yeah.
leave a little logo on it.
Is it gonna be 7-Eleven on your tongue?
Yeah. You're gonna be a creeper walking around all day going.
Stop exposing your tongue to me.
So neat.
Somebody get HR immediately.
I know, yeah.
John in accounting keeps going. The story says there's been over 300 different Slurpee flavors.
Oh my gosh.
The most popular ones are the Coca-Cola and the Wild Cherry. That's kind of my go-to.
Wild Cherry.
I went in searching for the Shaq one. Remember Shaq had the
Shaq-alicious.
I could never find it. I could never find
it. It's like a berry,
it's like
right?
Licking Shaq's
forehead.
It
tastes like sweat, bro.
It was a berry. He had the gummies along with it.
Which those Shaq-alicious gummies were good.
So good.
Good stuff. Anything else I want to tell you? No, let's get on to the local stuff. What you got, Katie?
Okay, well, you've heard of phishing scams, right? Well, this one's a quishing scam, and it's a real thing.
Sounds naughty.
Well,
you got to be careful for those QR codes, Jer, especially on things like parking meters where everyone has access to them. There's actually a story out of Cherry Creek that's gained attention again because we talked about this a while back, if you remember. An imposter QR sticker was placed on a parking meter and asked for the person's personal bank info.
What a jerk move.
Yeah, so now this has happened multiple times. So authorities are saying be on the lookout. A legitimate city. Well, here's the thing.
Okay,
a
tell
legitimate
us, Mom.
City QR code is going to include the pay by phone logo. So make sure you're looking for
you
that.
Oh, you couldn't duplicate that at all.
No, but it's going to direct the user to an app and not a website. A lot of these things
an
have
app?
To
are you
so you
sure?
make a fake app.
Go, I've paid with websites. I'm just saying.
Well, I know, but this one specifically downtown, the pay by phone logo will be in it. But here's the thing, too.
Okay.
Cherry Creek right now is not using QR codes. So if you're in Cherry Creek, they're not using the QR codes. So they're like, if you see one out there, and if it comes off, like if you are looking, if a QR code just peels off, because a lot of them do.
Yeah. Could be fake.
That's how they get you, you know?
But again,
think about that. If you find a spot. Like,
nobody's going to pay attention to that.
I am
pretty savvy when it comes to all that, and I feel like I'd be bamboozled with that.
Totally.
And honestly, like the person in the story was like, I don't scan any QR code. I don't. And they said to bring it up in your camera's phone first, because that'll give you an indicator of what it is before you
actually
open it.
Tells you the link. It does tell you the link.
So
yeah.
That's a good pro tip is open it up in your camera.
Looks legit to me.
Before you look it up in your actual QR code scanner. So just one more thing to be aware
of. One more thing to worry about.
Everyone's trying to take your money. My gosh.
I hate this.
I know. I know. But
be aware.
Well,
just another reason not to go downtown.
And there's that. Right,
that'll fix that. I don't have to worry.
You actually sent me this story, Jer, about Allstate's 2025 America's Best Driver report.
I know, and I regret it, because that is such a... an old person radio station
thing
to do.
No, but it actually... It figured out the places in the country where you're least likely to experience a collision.
Yeah,
what do
it
you
doesn't
mean?
Matter.
It's Colorado stupid. Representing.
The country
we come
dirt
in at
roads
number
of Alabama.
Three.
Hey, look
number
at that.
Number three
really?
With Fort Collins. Fort Collins coming in as one of
all those college kids?
That's what I said.
I think that's why I sent it to her, because it was surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Of all the places in the state,
I lived there
Fort
for 4
Collins.
Years.
But we're talking the whole country. Fort Collins is number three, because number two is Boise, Idaho, and this top safe
like
spot,
six people there.
Brownsville, Texas.
Brownsville.
Do you know where that is?
Nope.
That's that's a nickname of Josh's underpants.
It's a big state.
Brownsville.
Streaksville, Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy's got an anal leakage problem.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
Oh, you're right.
His butt is always leaking.
Been leaking since 95, baby.
Old Brownsville over there.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
That's why you sent me the story.
Leaky
that's
anus.
Why you
Josh
sent me the
leaky
story.
Leaky anus, you guys.
It all makes sense now.
You can put a cork in it.
Not to Brownsville. Give Fort Collins a nice little prop.
I'm just trying
but
to add something to this story. I'm sorry. Yeah. I even sent it.
No. It,
that's
great.
The only thing that got me going.
Makes total
let's talk
sense
about
now.
Let's talk about traffic. The best and worst drivers out there.
Well, let's talk about
coming
something
up next. Huey Lewis in the news.
Don't need money.
Oh, then we'll get, let's dive right into the forecast.
It's too perfect. Oh, my gosh. We broke a record this week. Did you know?
Yeah, we did. Okay. It was
sure hot in Denver this week.
We do. We do need to talk about the takeovers. Okay. Not okay. Again, the kids who are organizing takeovers on social media.
Yeah.
The Northfield shop saw it the first time. People got hurt. It's really when it started to raise awareness of kids being bored and making these things happen. It's kind of silly, actually. But there's another rumored takeover for this weekend in Aurora at the town center of Aurora. So Aurora police taking it seriously. The department put out a statement on X. They said there you're going to see an increased presence in and around the mall, including patrol officers, special units.
Jeez.
Mobile command post will also be on site.
I want to be part of a mobile command post.
I'm just saying, if kids are looking to create a ruckus, I don't want to give them any pointers or anything, but the fact that you're putting it on social
here's
media.
Here's what you need to do.
You're putting it out on social media. You're trying to
they're
organize it
you
in a place where people can see it.
Keep doing
the cops,
that so we
know.
Know.
Please
keep
doing
that,
actually.
Frontal lobe.
Because the cops have your number, and they're going to all be there.
Not
but
quite close yet.
I think they need to get a water cannon down there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't care about this mobile command unit. I want a water cannon to blast them out. Let's clean the streets.
Why not water balloons? Let's
no, Katie,
school.
A cannon.
You're blowing them back.
That's, water balloons are a fun time. You're going to bring more kids.
What are you doing?
Okay,
we need
sorry
a cannon to clean
I
the
thought
streets up.
Captain
thought
of the police over here. What do you think? Let's get water balloons.
Yeah, well, let's get everybody get super soakers so we'll have ices and popsicles.
I don't want anybody to
well,
get
let's
hurt.
Bring out food trucks in and ice cream cones.
What are they
going to
teach
these kids? Water cannon and tasers is what we need.
Katie. No, I just don't
I want a water cannon that shoots out tasers.
I want kids to be smarter.
Water and electricity right
yes,
there.
Yes, let's do that.
If you're bored in the summer and you're looking for something to do, you should organize some things
Katie,
on social
aren't
media.
Smart.
You
kids
should
are not
create
smart
a community garden
oh
or something.
Katie,
right?
I already went off on this the last
about
time
what
we did it.
What
I was like,
about
use your powers for good.
Yes.
Go volunteer. Go read to the elderly.
They're not
go walk
do
dogs
that,
in a shelter or something. Like, there's so
but again,
many
talk to this wall.
Time.
Talk to
I
the
know
wall.
I know.
Cannons and tasers yep will end this nonsense.
Well, just so you know, the police, they know
they
about it.
They come rolling
it,
up
so
with their cannon.
Just
yeah.
Bring it, jackasses. Bring it.
Take over this.
Take over this.
Take over this.
Blast them.
Okay.
So good.
Hey, remember the big wind that happened this week? Monday, actually, like 70-mile-an-hour gusts
the
and
big
whatnot.
Win.
Oh,
wind.
I thought she said win.
I was
wind
like, W-I-N? Who
wind
won?
W-I-N-D.
Oh, God.
Now finally
we went
game
from traffic to, are we doing weather?
No, no, no. Well, the one that blew the IKEA sign off, right?
Yes.
You remember
oh, yeah,
that?
I remember.
Okay.
What
so
a lucky sign.
Actually, the cameras off the Comcast building caught the IKEA sign falling off on Monday. It's
stay on course.
Just listen to the story. It's
yep
fine. It's a good story. The cameras caught it blowing all along the lanes of I-25. It's actually a pretty crazy video, and not the first time this sign has caused problems. Boy,
I know,
you
this
really cracked
sucks
yourself up.
Keep
over
going,
there,
Katie.
Didn't
I'm
you
trying.
This sign sucks.
In 2016, I-25 was shut down in both directions for 2 hours because, and this was only 40-mile-an-hour gusts, toppled the entire sign structure. So it completely just fell over onto the interstate.
They make their sign like they make their furniture.
I know. You got to be careful.
Not strong.
And it was at the and it was at the end of rush hour.
Oh, no.
So you can imagine caused quite the ruckus.
I
there
did see the video and it just came right
nuts
off.
Yeah.
Like what?
It forgot a few screws, I think.
Yeah, like not secure.
Wood dowels.
At all. Like, and they're like saying that this could really hurt somebody if it comes
it's
off
you think
directly next to I-25.
Is that what they're saying, Katie? This
yeah
could hurt somebody?
Yeah, Kyle Clark specifically said this could
here's
hurt
a brainiac
somebody.
Here's a
our friend at 9 News, Kyle Clark. What do you
yeah
mean?
Yeah, coming
what
in with the hard hitting stories.
If a sign if fell down, it could hurt somebody.
It hurt someone.
Next with Kyle Clark.
What? Oh. Okay. Yeah. And then I wanted to mom you for a second because this story.
Not again.
I know. Well, we have to.
It's okay. You got this.
The paddle boarding, right? Right.
What about
it? What about it?
So this story coming out of Horsetooth Reservoir, where a ranger saved a young woman who was actively drowning. Now, here's the thing.
Can't
she was standing up on her. Well, she was standing up on her paddleboard, and the wind knocked her off and kicked her paddleboard far away enough to her from her to where she couldn't reach it. And she was more than 100 yards out from the shore. So she
Did
was
she get hit by
so
the if, IKEA sign.
No.
If you can't swim, why are you 100 yards out from shore?
Here's what they're saying. What she should do is wear her life jacket, which
what
she
was should do is pick a different activity, maybe mountain biking or rollerblading.
No, but here's the thing is when you're out there and you're trying to stay above water, even the most experienced swimmer can become tired, lethargic, and it can hit you so quick. That's why.
But on top of it, she didn't know how to swim.
No, she did know how to swim. It was her, she wasn't wearing a life jacket. So having to keep herself above water for that. Have you ever, like,
I don't
want to
ever tread water. I understand how water works.
No. Stories.
I don't want to tread water ever.
You should wear your life jacket.
This is why I don't paddleboard.
You're a swimmer. You should always wear your life jacket.
I completely agree with
that.
That
is the message we're trying to get out.
Like, I'm glad she's okay.
We have had multiple stories this week of people dying, being injured, and then this young woman actively drowning on a paddleboard because they weren't wearing their life jackets. So here's the reason I'm putting this story out there is because Zoe paddleboards all the time, right? And she actually sent me a story about the awful thing that happened at Chatfield, and I was like, I know this is your you always wear your life jacket, right? And she said, Mom, I never wear my life jacket. Oh my
God. Zoe.
I called her immediately. I sent her multiple messages. I was like, child, you need to always wear your life jacket. So I just wanted to make sure that we get the word out. I know that they don't make the best Instagram pictures when you're all strapped into a big floaty flotation.
They still do.
Device.
They probably make your boobs look great. Like they're
right?
Really pushed
all
up.
Pushed up and everything.
I'm
you
serious.
Get it.
But do you want to live to post it on Instagram?
I want my boobs to look that
good.
It's
me too.
An important message, especially in the hot days of summer. Yeah. Like
very
if you're going to be out there on bodies of water, make sure you're safe, please.
Absolutely.
Pretty
yeah.
please. Okay. So that's my final story.
Good job.
I just
want
to make sure I can mom a little.
It's
Zoe, wear your life jacket.
That's your mile high mom report there.
You're going to learn today, okay?
Life jacket tips with Katie.
What? You should always wear your life jacket.
I agree with you.
If this helped one person, it was worth it.
With you. Yep. I agree. Good job, Katie Cat. There's your mile high hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.